the Tzaras and the Churim that happened to Klal Yisrael. In he's speaking to Maharam of Wittenberg, made his kinnah. Maharam Wittenberg was Rosh Kol Bnei Goyla. He was the last of the Tosfos, the Rebbe de Rosh, and so on. And he was mekainin in Paris. There was a shumet who, and this is part of the tragedy of Klal Yisrael, almost all of the things that happened bad to us, Meshumet was the one that was involved. There's a chazal that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created metal, iron, the trees protested that you've just created our destroyer, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, let no wood lend itself as a handle to the steel, and it will not destroy any wood. It's very hard to work with a steel axe. So you need to have wood to work with it. The Umas Olam, the Derech Klal, did not have the ability to approach a Lefnai Lefnim of Klal Yisrael. And the Machrivayach, Marasayach Machrivayach and Mech Yitzov, so it was a Meshumet that got the king or the Khan in Paris all wound up. He had a Pikuach with Paris. Whatever it is, at the end of it, they when the Jews were in Shul, they went to the houses, and they filled up 24 wagons of Kisviyadis. I think over 1,200 Kisviyadis. And you have to understand something. In those days, this was before the printing. So in those days, to write out a shas was a project for years. I mean, every single sefer, imagine that every single sefer costed as much as the sefer Torah costed. How many sefarim would there be around? And people were very poor. The amount of sefarim that were available were minimal. And this was a massive, and he went from house, and he told him, you don't have to take the chumash, just take the gemaras, take the, you know, the halachas sefarim, then you have them. And in a certain sense, it was a blow to, this was like, before the final blow to French Jewry at that kufa, it devastated Torah and Klal Yisrael, and that's why he made a kin on it, because it was more than one sefer Torah being burned. It was Torah Yisrael in France, which was a thriving Torah center, gone. The double tragedy is, Maharam Wittenberg had the same thing. He was Rosh Kol Bnei Agola, and he was arrested. He tried to run away to Yisrael, and a meshumet saw him, in a village somewhere, and massed him, and was arrested. Spent the rest of his lifetime in jail. And even after he was dead, they didn't want to let his body out for burial. He did not allow them to be paid to him, because he said it'll make precedent. And for more than the mayhem, and that was the end. And they say that I don't know, it's written, but that in the same square where they burnt all of those sefarim from France, there was some chachmei. Tzarfas, a province actually, were very misnagged to the Rambam Shitas, especially Moreh Nevuchim, and they were very against it, stark against it. There was a lot, it was a big pulmus in Rishonim, Rashbos, and so on. But they gave it over to the Dominican friars to look over the Kisei Rambam to see if it has any Kfir HaPikarsis, and they, surprisingly enough, said, yes, it's full of Kfir HaPikarsis, and they burnt it in Paris, and they said in the same place where that was burnt, the ashes of the two mixed together. It's very hard to separate the tragedies that Klal Yisrael brings on to itself, the Mishumadim, and by, you know, who knows, Yad Hashem, we're way too small, but the same place that they burned the Rambam's farm, they burned all these wagons' farm, the mastering yourself, giving yourself over to the Rambam's farm, to the Umas Olam. Everything about it is the tragedy that we are in Golis. I mean, the on the one hand, we suffer from them. On the other hand, a lot of times we give them the ammunition for it. And the Kinnah Maharam Wittenberg, it's a Kinnah on the surface of Torah in France. A major Torah center of Kleisel was extinguished. There wouldn't be Torah again in France, basically. It would never again become a Torah center. They let Jews in for a long time, and then it was short kufis of something. But basically, it extinguished the light of Torah forever from a place that produced Rashi and Balei Tosfos and so on. And that was his kinnah. His kinnah was Every chelik of klalis, every chelik of the world has a makom that has a yichud for its Torah. And there's chachmei Sfarad, there's chachmei Ashkenaz, there's chachmei Tzarfas, and there's chachmei Yisrael. Every place has its kneich. This, in one fell swoop, extinguished that chachma, and that's why he's mekainim. Shal Yisufa Beish, Lishlima Vilayi, Hamisabu Shkayim, 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 Hamisabu Shkayim,